Friday's deadline for counting all votes in this month's election in North Carolina will be extended. That includes the close race for governor between Republican incumbent Pat McCrory and Democrat Roy Cooper. WFAE's Mark Rumsey reports.
The State Board of Elections says county boards across North Carolina need more time to complete their vote counts from the November 8th election. The state board cites several factors, including ongoing reviews of absentee and provisional votes, along with election protests filed in some counties. There's also another snag. Less than 2 weeks before the election, a federal court ordered county election boards to accept provisional ballots from voters whose registration forms may not have been properly processed by DMV offices. State Elections Board General Counsel Josh Lawson says officials are still working to make sure such ballots are counted.
Working really all hours, many, many hands on deck here at the State Board and over at the DMV to ensure that we're able to comply with that court order, but that data processing is still ongoing.
The unfinished vote counts leave a big question mark still hanging over North Carolina's race for governor. Democrat Roy Cooper currently holds a slim lead of about 4,600 votes over Republican incumbent Pat McCrory. The State Elections Board says it now plans to conduct a canvass of statewide votes on November 29th. If the final tally shows a difference of 10,000 votes or less, either candidate can demand a recount. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.